at the Conrad Hotel. Conor Brophy has more business news. Morning, Conor.
Morning, Gavin. I'm here at the Irish Tax Institute's Budget 2013 breakfast briefings. Right, 250 people, business people and accountants primarily in the room, poring over the details of yesterday's budget. Just before we get to that, though, some other non-budget business news this morning. Aer Lingus traffic statistics in this morning showing the airline carried a big increase in the number of long-haul passengers over November, 87,000. That's up 13% compared to the same month of last year. Also worth noting this morning, new unemployment figures from France showing the jobless figures there ticking slightly upward. The new unemployment rate now 10.3%, up from 10.2%. I'm here, as I say, at the Irish Tax Institute's budget briefing. Martin Phelan is president of the ITI. Martin, there were some pro-budget, pro-business measures in the budget, rather, but overall, was it a net positive in terms of the impact on business or a net negative as a budget?
Well, I think at this stage it's a bit too early to determine the positivity of the initiatives that were mentioned last night by the Minister for Business. I mean, he did mention a 10-point business plan, which contained some very interesting measures, some good measures moving in the right direction, especially the doubling of the R&D tax credit from 100,000 to 200,000 for eligible expenditure, the increasing of the cash basis for VAT, which is very helpful for small businesses who are dependent on cash flow. Cash flow is the lifeblood of small businesses, especially in this current banking crisis that we have, so increasing the VAT threshold to 1.25 million is a welcome move. I know that the Small Business Association would have preferred it to be more like 2 million to make a bigger impact, but at least it's a move in the right direction.
In terms of the fact that that pro-SME 10-point plan was up front and centre in the budget, is it a good thing that it's clearly that much in the government's mind?
No, absolutely. And I mean, I think the government have always made it clear that their role they see is to protect jobs in the Irish marketplace, either with foreign direct investment and initiatives that won't harm foreign direct investment, but also to recognise the fact that the Irish economy is dependent on its small and medium enterprises, the engine, if you like, of the Irish economy. And if we don't have the SMEs creating employment and creating an environment where they can create employment, then the economy will never grow. And if it doesn't grow, then the government's projected tax shield just won't materialise.
I'm joined here too by John Kennedy, who's president of Diageo for Western Europe. John, obviously I imagine you're not particularly happy with the increases in excise duty, but at the same time, you can't have expected any other outcome there.
Yeah, on excise, it's not helpful to the industry given the huge employment that the hospitality sector provides for Ireland. So we have the third or fourth highest excise duties on all categories of alcohol across Europe. So we think it's a wrong move to be burdening that industry with further taxes and think that that can lead to job losses, and we need to make sure that that's not where the government goes in the future for other tax increases.
The spectre has been raised yet again of it potentially pushing shoppers to go cross-border in the run-up to Christmas. Do you think that's going to happen, or is that scaremongering?
Well, we all saw the traffic queues a couple of years ago when people were going to Northern Ireland to shop. I think that is always a possibility and is one of the big risks that you create by raising taxes on alcohol. So I think it's something that's got to be watched very closely and a reason that we shouldn't look to burdening this industry with further taxes in the future.
In terms of demand, clearly it's not helpful as a major business owner, or indeed as a smaller business owner, that we're going to see disposable income inevitably falling in the next year. We've seen consumer spending fall in 5 of the last 6 years. That picture doesn't particularly look like changing anytime soon.
Yeah, now, if you look at the overall budget, though, I mean, the early conclusion would be that it looks tough but balanced. I mean, there are measures in this budget, such as the drawdown on ABCs, that can help stimulate consumer demand. So I think the government is working to try to figure out ways to make that happen. And if you actually look at the taxes on business, for the most part, we've avoided burdening businesses with tax that would thwart employment and hiring in the future. So I think there are some tough measures, but there's some things to feel positive about. I think the other piece is, if you look at where we are in this budgeting cycle, with this budget, we'll have done over 3/4 of the balancing required to get through this whole period of austerity. So we've got to remember that there is a light at the end of the tunnel on this journey, and we're much closer to it than other countries.
John Kennedy, president of Diageo Western Europe, and also before that, Martin Phelan, president of the Irish Tax Institute. Thanks very much for speaking to us this morning here at the Conrad. Just before I go, currency news, the euro at 130.5 and 81.1.